Welcome to the Pulse of Spokane. Join us for the latest in news, views, and conversation with community leaders. The Pulse of Spokane is brought to you in part by Breakthrough Incorporated and Homes for You. Now, put your finger on the Pulse of Spokane.
Well, welcome to the Pulse of Spokane. Kent Adams here, and we're kind of getting close to the middle to the end of November. And then, what is it today, the 14th? 14th, yes.
Sure.
Yeah, it is.
Sure. I could look at my watch and figure out what time it actually, doing the math. Yeah. Mathing is not good for me.
Well, our first guest is going to be Tyler Russell from the Better Business Bureau, and he's going to talk about holiday employment and some of the scams and things going on out there. Then my second guest is from GSI. It's Todd Mielke. And a lot going on in terms of the economy and building up business in Spokane and bringing businesses to Spokane and all of that. And we love to have Todd here because usually some great things going on, and we'll talk about that. Connor's calling the weather next on the Pulse of Spokane.
Hello, Spokane. This is Connor from Spokane Talks Online with your five-day weather forecast. Today is going to be mostly cloudy skies with a high of 43 and a low of 31. Tomorrow will bring us partly cloudy skies with a high of 46 and a low of 36. Friday will also bring us partly cloudy skies with a high of 43 and a low of 26. Saturday will also bring us a high of 41 and a low of 23. And Sunday will bring us partly cloudy skies with a high of 40. Thank you guys for listening in, and I hope you have a great day.
The economy is getting stronger, banks are lending again, and interest rates are at historic lows. Now is a great time to buy your dream home. The caring and knowledgeable professionals at Homes for You have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. They take the time to listen to what you want and will help you find just the right home in Washington or Idaho. Real estate is what we do at Homes for You, 928-5782, or visit online at homes4uspokane.com.
Is your child having trouble coping with a personal disability, but don't know where to go? Consider our friends at Breakthrough Incorporated. Breakthrough takes great pride in mentoring their DDA clients who have intellectual disabilities and their BRS clients who have challenging behaviors toward the creation of safe, appropriate, ethically sound life goals. They integrate programs at school and home to enrich their lives. They work hard to make a positive difference in you and your family's lives. Breakthrough provides a highly structured, fully staffed residential setting in local neighborhoods, 6 in Spokane and 2 in the Tri-Cities. Diagnoses affect people differently, so their service to each resident is unique, giving them the opportunity to grow and evolve. For more information on Breakthrough, visit their website at breakthroughincorporated.org.
I really like the shower.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Take your time.
Well, Tyler Russell from the Better Business Bureau, how are you today?
I'm doing quite well. It's cold outside.
Yeah, it's like it's fall and winter.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. It's really weird, and I just kind of looked down and went, yeah, that, I think I should have worn a better coat.
Yeah, I've had more people come in here and go, I walked a block, Kent, and it was cold. And you did about a block and a half,
yeah, about a block and a half. But, yeah. I mean, coming in here, beautiful new studios here.
Yeah.
They look awesome.
Isn't
I love
nice?
It. It's
Isn't
so
nice?
And it's warm in here.
Yes.
I like
and,
that.
And we'll, and it's not hot. Downstairs,
no.
It was 78, I think, last time you were here. We have control of the temperature. And we
yes.
actually have in there, we will set up a second studio. It'll be 2B. This will be 2A, and that will be 2B.
I had no
Are we
idea.
Getting classy or what?
I love it.
Yes.
I think that's great. It's nice to see you guys expanding and growing. And
it
it's
is.
Awesome.
It is fun.
Absolutely.
It really is fun. Hey, this is the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving is next week. It's kind of early, but it's here we are. You know, Black Friday follows on Friday, and then there's small business on Saturday and everything else that we really get into the holiday season. It's a great time to pick up some extra cash for people, too.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some scams going on out there in terms of employment. Talk about that, would you?
Absolutely. You know what? People look for employment, seasonal employment, yeah. Whether it's in the spring, they're looking for
or
in
summer.
The summer.
Right.
Right now, people are adding some extra bucks in their pocket before the holiday yeah. season comes up. Maybe they want to spend some more money on Cyber Monday or Black Friday.
Right.
Whatever they're going to go do. Of course, scammers are always leering their ugly heads.
Yeah, so, they are.
Last year, between January and now, there's been over 3,000 scams, $3 million reported lost, compared with the about 1,700 scams the year before.
Okay.
So this is just in 2018.
Yes.
This is a little bit scary. Now, scammers are really taking the opportunity to be able to prey on those job seekers
yes.
right now. Now,
if how do they do that? Can you give me an example?
An example, they'll get a hold of you on Craigslist. They'll send you an email. They'll send okay. you a text message saying, hey, you know what?
Great opportunity, this. Cash.
Every opportunity is the greatest opportunity yeah. that you've ever heard of. Maybe it isn't the most greatest opportunity that you've ever heard of. So
it is for them.
Oh, it is for them if
yeah.
they get your money.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're very, very skeptical. We always tell people, get out there, be skeptical, be leery of anything that could have those red flags
yeah.
That are out there. If you see those vague company descriptions, people are just like, you know, if it's an official Sorny, like, you know, not the official company that's out
yeah.
there, really go and check out some of the different ones out there. Also, no interview. If people are just showing up and saying, congratulations, you've got a job, and you just look around and there's nobody else that has a job.
That might be
anyway,
a sign.
It definitely might be a sign. Also, job applications that require a fee.
Okay.
That is a huge, huge.
And that's
reply.
How they're making their money, isn't
that
it?
That is how they're. I mean, and it, for some people, $200 isn't a lot of money, but for other people, $200 is a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
That's about the average amount of money that people are, you know, going out there and asking for to be able to apply for these jobs.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And a lot of the times.
Just think about the money they're making from like 10, 20, 100 of them a day.
Exactly.
You know?
It's so surprising, and a great way to be able to, you know, protect yourself, search them on either Google or go to bbb.org to be able to find the business profiles to see if these are actually legitimate businesses.
Yeah. Now, if you
tough.
Know they're not, will that come up clearly in the BBB listing?
If you search it and there is no company record, because that will come up. You can look up, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of different names. And if the
even if they're not
name,
a member,
exactly,
they'll be there
whether they're accredited or not.
Right,
they will come up on our on our website. And there's a lot. There's like over 400,000 records of businesses.
Okay.
So there's a large amount of information
right.
that are available
right.
to people. So if you go on there and you don't see it, probably a big red flag.
Can they call and ask questions of the BBB?
Absolutely.
If they don't see it and they
if they don't see it, you know, and we also have this new great piece of technology. I don't know if we talked about this
yes.
before, but on our website, we actually have a live InstaChat. So if people
okay.
want to be able to get information immediately, they want to receive those.
And we all like to text and not talk, right?
Exactly. Who wants to talk to somebody when you can just get that live person
yeah.
on the other end of
yeah.
the chat? Also, I wanted to make a quick mention, just
yes.
on a side note here. We always go all over the place.
Yeah, we do.
We're talking.
We do. Yeah.
Big congratulations to 16 Cents, Three Shoes and Five Socks.
Yes.
They're our 2018 Torch Award
yes.
winner.
Yes.
Jason McSteen, his staff, they are absolutely phenomenal, more than deserving of this award.
Yes.
They are so great.
Yeah.
So thank you. We had a big award ceremony last
yes,
week.
Yes, I saw it on Facebook and everything else. And when I saw that,
great.
I just smiled. I thought, okay, I hadn't thought of who it might be, but I'm thinking, obvious.
Yeah.
You know,
they
what a great.
They do so much great stuff for
yeah.
here in the community.
Yes.
And we are so, so proud to be able to give
That's
them that
neat.
Award for ethics this year. So.
That is terrific.
Yeah.
That is really terrific.
For sure.
So there's a place people can go to get more information and check things out. And it's really hard to remember.
It is really hard. You add 1B plus 2B plus 3B. Okay, you go BBB.org
yeah.
to find that out. If you see a scam or maybe you've been scammed,
yes.
one of these
report it.
Scams, report it.
Yeah.
BBB.org/scam tracker.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much, Tyler.
Thank you, Ken.
Have a Merry Christmas. That's too soon. I'll see you before then, but happy Thanksgiving.
At Amazing Studios again.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk with Todd Mielke about all the great things going on in Spokane, and there are a lot of great things. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Larry Myers, owner of River Ridge Hardware. Welcome to our garden center here on the corner of Garland and Driscoll. We have fresh plants that come in weekly from all of our local growers. We can make your garden look like our garden. Here at River Ridge, we've been here 30 years. We're your full-service neighborhood hardware store. This is our sprinkler aisle, where my knowledgeable staff will help you put together your sprinkler system so it will make your yard lush, green for the spring and summer. This is River Ridge Hardware's rental center, where we provide a multitude of equipment for rent for the do-it-yourselfer. Next time you're working on your home or yard this spring and summer, stop by, say hi, and we'll help you get the project done.
See you tomorrow night, and thanks again for taking care of the painting.
I got this.
Bye.
Weekends are made for painting. Let the experts at Rada Paint take care of you.
Hi. This looks amazing.
Rada Paint, over 80 years of quality, tradition, and trust. Find it in every can.
Hello there, Internet. My name is Braden Magruder, and I'm just coming out of the Spokane Talks building, and I'm excited to bring to you guys a new announcement that I am going to be the new host of the Youth Spotlight program. Now, our old host, Colin, he's off to Texas Christian University to pursue a degree in theater and broadcasting, and you know what? That's great for him, but that's what I like to call adulting. And you know, I don't think that we have time for adulting with the Youth Spotlight program. What the Youth Spotlight program is here to do is to bring to you guys news, the greatest news of some of the most amazing people here throughout Spokane that are, what? Just going in high school, maybe about to go into college, you know? These people are achieving life's dreams and they are so young. And I think that these are stories that you guys should know about. And I'm so excited to be bringing them to you. Now, I'm a Spokane native myself. I've been performing throughout Spokane in various different shows. I just closed the show of Music Man and, you know, I guess I like long walks on the beach, keeping my business attire, while also keeping my French fry socks on close at hand. You know, it's going to be a great year, and I'm so excited to be your guys' host. So tune into Youth Spotlight to watch me interview some of the most amazing people. Thank you, and have a great day.
Well, welcome back to the Pulse of Spokane. It's the 14th of November. We're halfway through the month, and the rest of the month with Thanksgiving and everything is going to go really fast. I can tell you that.
It is.
Todd Milkey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You were outside doing something today. What were you doing?
Bell ringing for the Salvation Army.
Yeah. Was that fun?
It was fun. A little cold, but it's a worthwhile cause.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, there's this week, it's really kind of a challenge amongst businesses in the downtown area to get out and really kind of support what this charity does in our community.
Yes.
So it's a good effort.
I've worked with them in the past, and they really are a good organization.
Yeah. Time
well managed, and they care about the community. And
right.
We have a lot of nonprofits that are that way, though, too, don't we? We're
we
very fortunate in Spokane.
We do.
That they really do step up and so forth. Hey, a lot going on. Last
there
time you were
is.
Here, I think, was just before the annual meeting,
and
you kicked off a new effort. And in fact, the whole effort is mentioned in here in terms of economic development.
Yeah, just one of our strategic initiatives.
Yes.
Yeah, but new brand refresh, the whole thing.
Yeah, here we go into 2000, late 18 and 2019.
Go big or go home. Yeah. That's right.
So what's going on? What's some of the new effort?
Absolutely. So first of all, I think, you know, one of the things that we've done in the time that I've been there is really sit down and talk about the core mission of the organization.
Yes.
It's a business development organization. People want to know, what does that mean? And so if you think about economic development in the global sense, all things that impact the economy.
Right.
Well, there's a subset of that, which is the employer community and how the employer community impacts the economy.
Yes.
That's where our focus is.
Yeah.
So part of the discussion that we've had in the last couple of years was that a lot of people believe that business development is only about recruiting new businesses to the area.
Right, right.
Well, that doesn't speak to the huge talent shortage that we've talked about on the show.
Yes.
It doesn't speak to, what about the businesses that are already here doing business that want to grow?
Well, we've all heard in the past, I know you have and I have too, about, well, these organizations are out there bringing new business in, but what about me?
Right. That's right.
And it's important to talk about the what about me.
That's right.
Because
so
those businesses can and expand,
right,
and be supportive.
So we did a deep internal review of what we do,
okay,
and came back and said, we're more than just recruiting.
Yeah.
And so we have huge efforts in talent development. We have huge efforts in public policy and trying to establish a business climate that's conducive to success for these businesses.
Right, right.
So we do a lot of advocacy. And then we also do a lot in the way of business development. So we rebranded to reflect that.
Right.
So, you know, since the Economic Development Council and the Regional Chamber merged in 2007, that's when Greater Spokane Incorporated was created.
Right.
Even though the Regional Chamber's been around since the 1890s.
Yes.
And
I was here when it started.
Or at least some days you feel like it, right? And so, so really we hadn't changed anything since 2007. And,
right,
you know, our tagline was creating something greater.
Yeah.
So, you know, get everybody together, be able to do it, but always focused on the endpoint.
And how do we do that?
And how do we do it?
Yeah.
So part of it was finish integrating the organization.
Yes.
So that it's cohesive and
right,
that we're doing these things.
Right.
Figure out what that strategic plan looks like.
And not
like,
duplicate
and that vision.
With everybody.
Don't duplicate.
Yeah.
Coordinate and collaborate.
Yes.
You know, don't be exclusive, be inclusive.
Yes.
And so that's what our focus has been. So we rebranded, fresh new color palette at GSI. So much brighter, more energetic than we've ever been. And I think it's reflected in the brand refresh.
Yeah.
But the other thing is we've changed the tagline.
Okay.
And the tagline went from creating something greater.
Right.
To together we're greater.
Ah, okay.
And it's a tagline for not only internal to the organization about how we're more cohesive
but
than
it's that
ever
inclusiveness.
Before of the community.
Yes, yes.
And recognizing that we do better as a community when we pull people together. When we talk about leading transformational community and business initiatives, mm-hmm, leading really means facilitating and convening. So we try to get all the stakeholders together in the same room and let them all hash it out and figure out the best strategy to move forward.
See who lives.
That's right. No. So our pillars, where we really focus on,
right,
is greater voice.
Yes.
Together we're greater. So together we will have a greater voice on behalf of this community.
Yes.
And that's in our advocacy that we do at the federal,
yes,
state, and local level.
Right.
Greater talent. How do we make sure that we have the talent pool that businesses need to be successful, more so than any other community in this nation?
Right.
So greater voice, greater talent, and greater growth.
Right.
And that's all of our economic development efforts, how we do that in a collaborative way with our partners to be able to go forward and really take a look at our programs involving startup,
yes,
entrepreneurship, involving expansion. Most jobs are created through existing businesses, yes, that are growing.
Yes.
Through retention. If we're out recruiting businesses, trust me, every other community is trying to recruit our businesses,
yep,
away.
Yep, yep.
And then recruitment,
yeah,
which is a really long pathway for those businesses to really make their decisions on whether to relocate or expand into the market.
What's your feel right now of the economic climate in Spokane, Washington?
We're humming. We had
our
economic forecast last week,
yes,
and it was full of optimism. The Spokane region has been growing at twice the national average for the past few years.
Wow.
We are seeing
here we come.
We're coming.
Yeah.
And we're coming hard, and so we're charging hard. So we have twice the growth rate. We're seeing it on I-90. We're,
yes,
seeing it on some,
yes,
of our roadways.
Yes.
We're seeing it in housing competition for,
right,
prices and some housing shortages. But we're also seeing it that the fastest growing segment of our workforce are 18 to 34-year-olds, the,
okay,
most coveted segment of a workforce.
Yes, yes.
We also have the fastest growing of our population, our seniors, our retirees, who are coming with disposable income.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
Who are coming with disposable income. And,
yeah,
so that's all also driving our
economy.
And they
don't have the demands on the schools and other kinds,
correct,
of things too, which is really good for economic development.
Right.
It
so
really
we
is.
Have a lot of great, yeah, things going right now. And so our biggest challenge right now, I think, is how do we keep up on the infrastructure?
Right.
But the other one, which was featured in the article you're referring to, is how do we pull everybody together for a collaborative approach?
Right.
And so there's a number of entities that we're working with, that we're part of the group, and it includes the Greater Spokane Valley Chamber.
Yes.
It includes us, Greater Spokane Incorporated. It includes the West Plains Chamber.
Good.
It includes Downtown Spokane Partnership, Visit Spokane, as well as the three public development authorities, the,
great,
West Plains, Northeast, and the U District.
Excellent, excellent.
And we're talking about what are the things that we can do together,
yes,
collaboratively.
Because yes, what's good for Airway Heights is good for us.
Correct.
Yeah.
So what can we do collaboratively that moves the community and the region forward? So one of those is this concept of kind of governance about economic development.
Yeah.
How do we create an alliance of the existing organizations,
right,
to really be able to figure out how to market our community, how to respond to inquiries, how to provide that information. So that dialogue's happening right now, right, more so than it's ever happened.
Good.
So like I said,
so it's not splintered.
Correct. We're flipping the model upside down instead of kind of what I would say is a cone-shaped, kind of very exclusive, very few people involved at the top. Instead, it's a funnel.
Right.
And so all the stakeholders are together. That's the concept.
Right.
Have them together, have that discussion, have them coordinating efforts to be able to be the most effective on behalf of the region.
We had Arthur Witten, I think it is, from Sheba just yesterday to talk. In fact, he's going to be on our show in a few weeks. Uh-huh. And one of the things we talked about is what his organization does, and it's the same thing that GSI and other related organizations do. We in business are busy,
right?
Surviving, growing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're growing here, okay? It takes a lot of time to do all that.
Right.
But we often don't have the time or the employees and the talent available to go represent us at the council meetings, at the state level, and so forth. That's why an organization like the Home Builders, GSI, and so forth are so important, because you're there for us.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Often anticipating the challenges that we may complain about later on if they get passed, right?
Yeah. Well, and we try to strategically figure out how to plug in those business owners and stuff.
Yeah.
Where it
but
makes
the smaller
makes
businesses,
sense.
Honestly, are busy. They're trying to survive.
Right.
You know, you get some of the larger ones. And I remember back in my days at Water Power and even at the Chamber and so forth, the complaints about, well, look, it's all dominated by large businesses. Well, they've got the talent pool available where the mom and pop store.
Right.
For them to send somebody to be involved.
They mean closing the store.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But there are ways to get in touch with GSI and, and the staff and the volunteers and so forth to go represent us.
I mean, 75% of our membership are businesses with 50 or fewer employees.
Yeah, yeah. And that's really the harder thing. Yeah. Hey, you have a new public affairs person?
I do, starting today.
All right.
Today I have Kara Kuhn.
Okay.
She has deep roots in this community. She actually used to work for the Economic Development Council years ago.
Okay.
So she's got some background there. She specializes in marketing, communications, government affairs, public affairs. So she is the director of public affairs. I've changed our position a little bit.
Okay.
Most recently, she was at Umpqua Bank. And prior to that, she was with Sterling Bank, heading up their communications efforts. And so today's her first day. I'm looking forward to it. I think she's going to be a great addition to the GSI team.
That's great. That's great.
And really coordinating how we communicate to our members, how we communicate to the business community.
And that comes back to what we were just talking about in terms of representing us.
Correct.
And being able to get that word out and the word back to us. Do you realize what's going to happen to your business with these kinds of rules and so forth?
Yeah.
Are you as happy as I am that the elections are over?
Yes. It seems like
a long
cycle this year. But, you know, it's really interesting, though. You know, a lot of speculation about what was and wasn't going to happen. At the end of the day, for this region, there wasn't a whole lot of change in the makeup of elected officials. And so, but I think there's some lively debate. You know, the fact that we had great turnout is a good thing for democracy. So I want people to get involved and really understand the candidates and what they bring to the table.
Right.
Oftentimes, you know, as somebody who's been in and around politics for a long time, I will find that the ultimate goals are the same.
Yes.
It's the pathways to get there that are different.
Or who pays for it.
Who pays for it, you know, and you know, how viable maybe those proposed pathways, you know, are in being successful. But all in all, I think everybody is happy that it's over.
Yes.
We can start figuring out, you know, we survive, you know, these things despite, you know, some of the people's predictions that, you know, the world will come to a stop.
Yeah.
You know, we survive these things.
Yeah.
We're resilient and we move on.
And we have the 2019 local city council races to look forward to, don't we?
City council.
It's already started as of yesterday.
Yes, city council mayor's race. But, you know, with regard to the most recent election cycle, you know, we are going to see some changes certainly at the federal level.
Yes.
We now have a divided House and Senate in Congress. We're not quite sure what that means. I'm assuming you know, maybe some of the stuff will be agreed upon maybe not as quick.
Yes.
So, you know, if we do nothing, you know, I try to remind people that, you know, with regard to we have a huge national debt.
Yes.
And a deficit. And our debt ceiling is coming back up for debate early in the year.
Yes.
So we'll have to see how Congress treats that, both the House and the Senate.
Right.
If they do not do anything, sequestration sits back in.
Ah, okay.
And remember, there are very few federal agencies that are considered discretionary. Military is a big piece of that.
Yeah.
So the question is if sequestration hits again come, you know, spring of 2019, what's going to be the impact on what has been a high growth for Fairchild Air Force Base?
Yes, yes.
You know, to become the world's largest tanker base.
Yes.
Going from, you know, 34 aircraft to 60 aircraft.
Isn't that something?
You know, as and so and all the support crews that go with
yes.
that. So we'll have to see, you know, does that slow that process down?
Right.
You know, what's the overall effect?
Right, right.
Yeah. And then we have changes in the state legislature here,
yes.
too, within leadership. Just earlier this week, Andy Billig, Spokane
yes.
senator from the
yes.
3rd District, was named the Senate Majority Leader for the Washington State Legislature.
Not bad for Spokane, Washington,
Not
is
bad
it?
At all. For the Senate Republican Caucus, their reorganization meetings, I think, occur tomorrow and Friday. We'll see if Mark Schessler from Ritzville, whose district extends into Spokane County,
okay.
continues in that role.
Okay.
If he does, that means two of the four leadership positions in the legislature have districts that at least have part of Spokane
right.
In those districts. And so we'll have to see
that's,
what that means
That's got to be a plus for us, really. Is
certainly, yeah. certainly as far as trying to convey our concerns and our priorities
yeah.
in the legislative dialogue is going to be important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what else is going on with the business development these days?
So
you guys are really getting active, aren't you?
We are. We are. And so so as we mentioned a little bit earlier in the show, you know, one of the things that we're doing is we're participating in this coalition
yes.
that's really talking about turning the economic development approach upside down.
I think that's great.
Totally yeah. upside down. And
yeah.
so what's been going on for decades,
yeah.
and you know,
and we all get into the habit of that's the way we've done it.
That's right.
Okay. I mean,
that's
all
right.
of us,
that's
to
right.
a fault, we tend to do that.
Right. And so, you know, it's been going on for decades, and I will just admit, you know, my organization has contributed to a process that's been in place for decades
yeah.
where, you know, most of the economic development leads went through Greater Spokane Incorporated.
Yeah.
And the question is, you know, how many other stakeholders got to participate in those dialogues and see that information?
Yeah.
And so we've just made an internal decision that we want to flip it upside down.
That's
and,
great.
And we want to create this funnel. We want our partners at the table. And we want to have this dialogue because we think we will be stronger and more competitive as a community to be able to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, we have a lot of people that are skeptical that want to look backwards and say, yeah, but 10 years ago, I wasn't there 10 years ago. You know, we have a brand new director for the Spokane Valley Chamber who's been there maybe a month. We have a relatively new director of the West Plains Chamber.
Yeah.
I've been in my position less than 3 years, and I would tell you, I think one of the best analogies is the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror. Forward progress happens by putting it in drive, not
yeah.
reverse. And so,
well, and honestly, Todd, we saw some of that in the voting for the option A and B.
Right.
Honestly, my feeling is they voted for the replace at Joe Albee because
right.
of how it's been
right.
for 30, 40, 50 years, right?
Right.
Rather than seeing the future through the front window.
It's a changing dynamic.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so yeah. And you know, my grandma was full of sayings, and she said, you know, if you're not part of the solution,
you're part of the problem.
You're part of the problem.
All right.
So we're excited to engage in this
yeah.
dialogue about, you know, what do we want the future to look like, and are we invested in making
yeah.
it happen, and quit
yeah.
being drugged down by the ball and chain of what
yeah,
happened
yeah.
years ago when most of those people aren't even around anymore.
Yeah, I know,
so,
I
yeah.
know, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I now sit out here and look out the window into where I first worked when I came to Spokane, which is the old chamber across the street. Yeah, yeah, couldn't see it downstairs. One last little plug.
I have to say, so you talk about the building across
yeah.
the street. I was just going through some old stuff with regard to GSI. Do you realize that the bid openings for the Grand Coulee Dam were done in the street on a stage in front of the building across
oh,
the street.
Oh, wow. I'd love to see that. That
stuff.
Would be
so,
great.
Yeah.
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 yeah. You know, I go back to the old George Reidemeyer days
sure.
and all that, 1976,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
We're participating with one of your entities over there
mm-hmm.
and called, what is it, Business After School?
Business After School.
After
yes.
school.
Yeah.
We have 15 junior and senior high school students that are coming to find out about what the future is in TV,
right.
which is not broadcast. Okay,
right.
you can ask several people in town. And we're going to talk about all that and the jobs and those kinds of things We're also going to give them an assignment in front of and behind the camera.
Nice.
So we're looking forward to that.
Yes.
And I checked like 2 weeks ago, and it's all filled up.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's an important program. And so when we talked about, you know, greater voice, greater talent, greater growth.
Yes.
This is the greater talent. And our goal, and I keep saying this, our goal is to make sure that at least 60% of our workforce has something beyond a high school diploma.
Right.
And one of the ways that we do that is we take a look at the kids that are coming through the K-12 system as early as middle school and help them expose them
see a star
to
out
potential
there to reach
careers
for. Yes.
That they can say, I want to go learn about it, and if I'm interested, maybe those are the kind of classes I'm going to take in the rest of my K-12 experience. So it's called career-connected learning, where we try to tie them in because we want them to have a vision and a drive to do something beyond their high school diploma.
Yeah.
And so business after school. During the school year, we aim for 30 to 40 different sites after school.
Right.
It's, I think, 2 to 3 hours.
Right.
Depending on the location, basically drives the capacity. So I think a week ago or 2 weeks ago, we had 80 students out of Wagstaff Engineering.
Wow. We can't handle 80.
Here. You know, and we've done the surgical simulation lab at Deaconess. That's a small setting as well. So that's the first come, first serve.
Yeah.
But again, this is all ways that we can get young people thinking about the career paths and excited about that.
Yeah.
So K-12 is one target, working adults a second, and then the third one is how do we attract workforce into this community?
Absolutely.
That's how we grow talent in this community.
Well, let's keep up the dialogue because you guys are doing great work.
Thank you.
And let's have your new public affairs person in here at some
Sounds
point.
Great.
Maybe bring her next time or something.
Absolutely. Sounds
and,
good.
And talk about some of those initiatives. And thank you for everything you guys are doing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We'll see you actually the day before Thanksgiving, next Wednesday, right here on the Pulse of Spokane. Have a great week, everybody.
The Pulse of Spokane is produced in Spokane, Washington by Spokane Talks Media, which is solely responsible for its content. The Pulse of Spokane is brought to you in part by Breakthrough Incorporated and Homes for You. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksMedia.com. We wish you a great day.